2 years ago, Congressman Robert Pittenger narrowly escaped the Republican primary. Just 134 votes separated him and challenger Mark Harris, and a second challenger wasn't too far behind. Harris is back for another shot at Pittenger. Both say the circumstances are different and in their favor for next week's primary. Circumstances will also be different for the general election because this year the Republican nominee is expected to have a stronger Democratic challenger. WFAE's Greg Collard reports.
Harris has become a familiar name on the Republican ballot. He ran for the U.S. Senate in 2014, losing to Tom Tillis. And there was his narrow loss to Pittenger 2 years ago. His resume is a little different this time around. He's now former senior pastor of Charlotte's First Baptist Church. He stepped down last year to focus on campaigning full-time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the White House, we have the U.S. House, we have the U.S. Senate, and I'm saying to you tonight, the time for excuses have come to an end. And it's now.
Harris speaks under a large tent on a stormy evening in Union County farm country. It feels like a small revival. He rails against Washington and defeating the establishment.
I think that God's doing something right now in our land. I can't explain it. I can't even tell you all the ins and outs of it.
He notes there are 40 Republican members of Congress not running for re-election. Perhaps, he says, their replacements will form a strong conservative freshman class.
And move our true conservative agenda forward. That's what I'm praying for. That's the vision God's laid on my heart.
As head of the State Baptist Convention, Harris was a leader in the passage of Amendment 1 in 2012 to ban same-sex marriage. Now his conservative agenda includes ending omnibus bills, legislation that packages spending for a wide range of things. He says he would have voted against the omnibus bill signed by President Trump in March and supported by Pittenger. For one, Harris says it should have included money for a border wall. Whatever the case, he says major spending programs should not be crammed together. He says they need straight up and down votes.
You see, I think the omnibus bills are nothing but a way that the swamp protects the swamp. And it's not the way Washington should work. It's not the way to run any business. It's not the way to run our household.
Perhaps that's the difference between me and Mr. Harris, is that you've got to go there to govern.
Congressman Robert Pittenger.
We've got people in the Republican Conference. They're from the Northeast. They've got maybe more unions, or they have more urban. You have parts of our conference that are from rural areas or have more poverty. So you have to find the ability to understand everybody else's perspective.
Take immigration. He says legislation to give Dreamers a path to citizenship fell through because of an unwillingness by Democrats to group broader immigration policy with the bill.
We have a broad issue. Let's deal with the whole issue.
Specifically, border security.
We have a porous border. This is an immigration issue. This is a drug issue. This, frankly, is a security issue.
He points to the Central American gang MS-13. He blames its presence in the U.S. in part on poor border security and sanctuary city policies that protect immigrants who came here illegally. Both Pittenger and Harris are strong supporters of gun rights. In fact, Pittenger announced the NRA's endorsement of him when some politicians were distancing themselves from the group in the aftermath of the Parkland, Florida school shooting. He made the announcement 2 days before nationwide student rallies for stronger gun control laws that were organized in response to Parkland.
I think what is unfortunate is when, after one of these horrific tragedies, that there's the politicization of it, that people jump on the gun thing, you know, like they're going to ban all guns. And it's really unfortunate that folks keep tooting the same horn.
While federal legislation has been introduced since Parkland to ban assault weapons, there hasn't been legislation introduced to ban all guns. Harris says more attention should be given to the failures of law enforcement to act on numerous warning signs about the shooter. As for President Trump, both Pittenger and Harris talk glowingly about him.
Donald Trump has become a president of this country that has really and truly, I think, fulfilled so much and even then some of what conservatives had wanted to see. I don't agree with everything. I wish he didn't tweet quite as much as he tweets, But I think as far as his policies go, I'm in complete agreement with the leadership that he's providing.
The president deserves credit for the economy, Pinger says. He praises the tax cuts and efforts to provide, quote, regulatory relief. He refers to Trump as a diamond with a lot of rough edges.
But he is a diamond. He's not a cubic zirconia. He knows what he's doing. I mean, listen, he's a different dude. But, you know, I'm going to let Trump be Trump. I respect the man for what he is accomplishing.
I think certainly on the primary, it almost feels like a race to who can embrace Donald Trump the most.
Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer.
The question is going to be, after the primary election, if Trump's approval rating is still in, let's say, the low 40s, is that bear hug going to hold water going into November?
President Trump carried the district, which stretches from South Charlotte to Fayetteville, and Pittenger won the general election by 16 points. But this year, the Democratic Party has the candidate who has raised the most money of all 9th district candidates, Republican or Democrat. Charlotte businessman Dan McCready has raised $1.9 million so far, according to the campaign finance tracking website OpenSecrets.org. And as of April 18th, he had more than double the cash on hand, nearly $700,000, than Pittenger and Harris combined. For WFAE News, I'm Greg Collard.